Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at comfortkeepers.com.
This week, Traverse City was host to a competition. Think Shark Tank, but for ways we can reduce what goes into landfills. It's the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco, the state's next cycle showcase, brought together businesses from around the country and our local region to compete for investors, funding, and business partners. IPR's climate solutions reporter Vivian Law was there at the competition on Wednesday and brings us this story.
Oh, look at that. We nailed it on timing. Thank you so much, guys.
The chimes mark the end of the few minutes that teams get to pitch their business ideas for recycling on stage at the City Opera House.
They're only 5 minutes each, so it's very like Shark Tank-esque, you know?
Elisa Seltzer directs Next Cycle Michigan, a program of the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy.
There will be judges asking them probing questions, and they are going to be on the spot, up for awards.
15 teams are asking for money, technical help, business partners, and pitches for solutions span lots of different sectors. Here's a little bit of what the judges heard.
An untouched sensing modality. We are using low-cost sensors and high-tech AI to make plastics recycling profitable.
And we want to thank you for this opportunity to come and share with you how we envision doing on-farm composting in the city of Detroit and to invite you to join us in this amazing work.
With these mobile shredding facilities, we can have them go to the facility. It's on a 53-foot trailer and eat the wind turbine blade whole in about 2 hours. Shredded fiberglass can then go into our process.
Traverse City-based Carter's Compost is one of the pitching teams. The company provides compost services downtown, but owner Megan Alexander is hoping to expand into rural areas. She pitched building out a network of collection boxes placed in spots that people can easily get to. Alexander says composting should be more accessible and thinks her pitch idea can be replicated elsewhere.
Every banana peel counts, and if you have everybody in every rural region doing this, we will hit goals that will benefit everyone across the world.
This is the 10th Next Cycle Showcase and the first in Northern Michigan. Lindsay Walker with Emmett County Recycling is a judge for the teams working on solutions to food waste.
We have a pretty well-educated population, people that are invested in maintaining clean water, clean land, clean air. And so to bring the Next Cycle pitch competition to Northern Michigan really is just reflective of the values that are embedded in our respective communities in the 10-county region here.
Half of the pitches were dedicated to addressing food waste. That's because food waste is the single largest source of material that goes to Michigan landfills, according to state data. And it contributes an estimated more than 11 million metric tons of carbon dioxide to our atmosphere each year.
We have such potential to capture these materials and keep them out of landfill.
Traverse City Mayor Amy Shamro says events like this can bring new ideas to the community from across Michigan and the country.
You know, we find this a lot when we get everybody together, that no communities are as unique or as isolated as they sometimes think they are, but how everybody approaches it is really different, and that's where really great inspiration can come from.
After the pitches came the awards.
I would like to present the People's Choice Award to Carter's Compost.
Carter's Compost won $1,500 thanks to audience votes, and all the teams received $5,000 from the state. Now, Alexander says she'll turn her pitch of expanding services for rural areas into a reality.
I'm going to try to do some drop-off work and get composting access to more people, so I got to get to the drawing board and see what I'm going to do.
But first, Alexander walks over to the compost bin that people at the event have been using all day.
So I'm going to pack this up eventually and take it to the composting site.
She's got composting to do. For IPR News, I'm Vivian Law.
Vivian's reporting comes to us through a partnership with Grist. And if you go to our website, interlochenpublicradio.org, you can see some photos from Wednesday's event.
Thank you.
NPR, Interlaken Public Radio, has long been training folks on how to make stories like what you hear on the radio, like what you just heard. We call it Red Pine Radio, our community workshop. Last month, Red Pine hosted a new class of radio makers at the Green Door Folk School in Cedar. Participants were given a recording device and a microphone, along with some instructions from IPR's Austin Rolater and Peter Payette. And then off they went into the world to collect their first audio story. Their assignment? People's favorite family recipes. Helen Reka Klotz from Bel Air was one of the workshop participants. Let's listen to what she came up with.
My name is Holly. I live in Central Lake, Michigan. And my favorite family recipe is Dutch baby. I had a grandmother who never cooked. She had a very old stove that occasionally she would use the oven to heat up some leftovers. I never saw her eating much more than toast and coffee for breakfast. She ate like a bird for as long as I knew her. And every time I would come to visit, we would go to the original pancake house and she would order a Dutch baby. For a woman who never ate much more than toast for breakfast, I would watch in utter amazement as she devoured the entire thing in one sitting. And a Dutch baby is basically an enormous sort of pancake, kind of like a sweet Yorkshire pudding. It's butter, flour, milk, salt, baking powder, sugar, and 4 to 6 eggs. And you heat up the pan very, very hot. And then when it's super hot, you pour the batter in. You put this in the oven for 20 to 25 minutes, take it out. Usually you sprinkle it with powdered sugar. And every time I eat one, I think of my grandmother.
Red Pine Radio's Helen Reka Klotz talking with Holly Polich. I gotta say, I love Dutch babies. There's a great recipe from the New York Times that I follow. It sounds exactly like what she just described. Every weekend, I sort of decide, am I gonna make one this weekend? Am I gonna not? This weekend, I am going to, thanks to what we just heard. That is the Up North Lowdown for this Friday, June 26th. Thanks for joining us. Our producer is Austin Rolater, editing by Steve Junker, music by Blue Dot Sessions.
Hi, this is Matthew Bertner. Dawn is the best time for birds to be social. It's still too dark to find food, and the low light keeps them safe from predators. The cooler morning temperatures also help their songs carry farther, as we can hear in this recording, made on the Betsy River just before dawn.